Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fourth issue of this Lock and Key Crown of Shadows story arc. Almost forgot what it was called.
Chapter 4, Shadow Play.
If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes. And if you want to check out our coverage of Volume 1 and 2, go check out episodes 64 through Nice.
There we go.
And 187 through 191.
Nice.
All right, go ahead.
So, open up to basically Tyler waking up after being knocked out. And the first thing he says is, who's shit in my mouth? But he's also got an upside down view of the dark lady from the well.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, you're her, the dark girl that Bodhi met in the well house, the one who sent Sam to kill my dad. He's like, yeah, I was hoping I'd get a chance to say hello to you sometime. And he spits in her eye. And he's like, how do you do?
So what's interesting is they drug Tyler from the living room
all the way up into the
this particular room. And I don't know if they did that. I mean,
oh, I think that might have been where Zach was had went after he left the basement.
Well, it had to have been, but like he was probably just searching around.
Yeah.
But like, why that? Maybe because it's got the
vaulted ceiling.
Yeah, so and that, it could hang.
Yeah.
Tyler from there.
Could
like
be.
The doing. He again, like you said, he's upside down. I don't know. The choice this room that they're in is the one that Tyler chased
Bodhi into earlier
And found the giant key.
He's getting attacked by the creatures of the shadows. Like the snake bites his ear and he's wrapped in the shadows hanging from the ceiling. And then we pop over to Kinsey, who's being attacked by her fear shadow. Yeah. And she like realizes she can't fight it. So she grabs the light on her life jacket.
Well, that's after like the shadow already has her mouth closed.
Yeah.
Covered up and then starts to
filling her nostrils. Yep. Yeah.
So she's I'm not going to say frantic because she has no fear, but
no, actually she's pretty smooth and calm in the face of fear.
Yeah.
But she grabs the strobe and blasts this blinding light that makes all the shadow go away.
Yep.
So it literally dissipates, the shadow creature also. And then as she runs out of the room, you see the shadow.
Two more shadows.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You do see the shadow grab.
It grabs
the head key.
The head key.
Because she left it.
On her dress.
Yeah, on the nightstand.
Which doesn't make any sense because I thought that Zach had taken the head key.
He did. He put it back.
Oh, see, I don't remember him putting it back.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to play his hand yet.
That's right.
He took it to go erase Ellie's mind and Rufus's, but that didn't work out. When he came back, he's still trying to put on persona. He knows where the head key's at. He knows when to get it. With the shadows, though, this is his play to grab them.
Yeah.
But
Kinsey, there's like hundreds of shadows in the hallway, and Kinsey blasts them again, and she's going to find Bodhi.
Yep. You go back to Tyler with the dark lady.
The dark lady from the well. And she's not speaking, but she's using shadows to make, they're playing charades, basically. She asks where the Omega key is and the well key is. And Tyler's like, oh, it's upside down. It's a little hard to see. And like, it jerks his head around. And he's like, oh, you want keys. You want the Omega key. And I don't know what the hell the other one is. And he's like, why would you want the wellhouse key? Oh, wait, that's right. That means that it must be something that can be used against you, huh?
Yeah.
And
why the fuck don't you say anything? You can't you talk? You talk to Bodhi.
And then she says that her mom's drunk and has the key. Or his mom's drunk that has the key. And then Tyler's like, oh, I know where the key's at. I just remembered. My mom gave it back to me and shoved it up my ass. You're going to have to go in there, dig in there, and get it out.
Defiant to the end. I love him.
Yeah. And so he's, you know, getting slapped around a little bit. And then I love how Bodhi's got the door blocked off.
He doesn't understand right away. But yes, like, Kinsey is out there, out the front door, the kitchen door.
Kitchen door.
Trying to hold off the shadows with her strobe light. And she's like, open the door, Bodhi, open the door.
And he's like, I'm trying.
As he's pulling everything away.
And so she falls into the room with him. And, you know, she's like, well, how did you, you know, get here without the shadow attacking you? And he explains that his shadow had him and that it was dragging him through the house to take him somewhere. And he grabbed a hold of the fridge door and opened the door up.
And it
blasted the shadow in the face and made it go away.
So he turned on every light in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's when Kinsey realizes, that's what you did good. They're shadows. I should have been turning on lights as soon as I've been running through here. She asked, you know, did you try calling anybody? And
they smashed the phone.
Yep. And so Bode's like, you know, this is where she says, I should have been turning on all the lights. Bodhi's like, well, what if they...
As soon as he gets out of his mind, they flip the breaker switches.
Yep. And so now they have... All they have right now is just Kinsey's strobe light as they come kind of through the door, because they're shadows, into the kitchen.
Here's something that threw me off, though. On the wall behind her, there's a clock.
Yeah.
And I don't understand...
See, I was going to... Would that be like a fire alarm clock?
Do they have those?
I don't know.
Anyways, but while they're, you know, facing off, and they're a car is pulling up,
and the shadows notice this. All of them do.
And so they basically leave Tyler, hanging up in the giant room.
Yep.
And Mutuku, the horny badger, comes to the house, and I just like to point out that. He has the key in one hand and wine in the other hand. Like,
I mean, he knows that she drinks the wine.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the raging alcoholic woman needs.
Right? The gesture is polite.
Yeah.
Although you definitely shouldn't be giving alcoholic wine. But, you know. Also, he knows she's not there.
Yeah.
She called him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing that Nina said to Tyler... On the phone call that she called Mutuku.
Mutuku was going to stop by because he had something to drop off for her.
Yeah, well, stop by to check in.
She said he's not actually checking in. He's dropping something off.
Yeah.
But he gets attacked by the shadows.
Yep.
And then...
because they've got the head key now.
They use the head key to basically remove what was going on right now.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh, what was I doing here? Oh, well, I guess I don't need to be here.
He also says, you're spending too much time thinking about that beautiful widow, Daniel. It's going to get you into trouble. Yeah. Yeah, well. The song that's on the radio. Let's see, what was it here? Thanks for keeping it tuned to Smooth Hits Boston. Coming up next, we're going to spin the new one by Elvis Costello. And it's a good one for the Halloween season. It's called Complicated Shadows. I don't think I really realized how many, like, shadow
references there
writing
are.
References. Or even, like, yeah. But
it
makes
sense.
A lot
of foreshadowing. You
know, yeah, we're using that too much.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Well, that's not, you're not wrong.
So, Kinsey blasts the ones out.
Well, okay, though. They're trying to get out of the kitchen, so they bust out of the window.
With a frying pan.
Yep. Go rushing out.
And as they're running towards him, they see... it's Tyler's shadow and Kinsey's shadow.
Yep.
And they've each got a key. The Tyler shadow has the will key, and Kinsey's shadow has the head key.
Mm-hmm.
She blasts him with a light, and then take the
snags
keys.
The keys. Yeah.
Which I like to think that they catch him right out of the air.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. They pretty much did it.
Dodge. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, Dark Lady.
Dark
Lady. Right.
Dark Link comes out of the.
Dark Dodge.
Dark Zach.
We have too much fun with that.
Comes out of the house with all the shadows chasing after Kinsey, and she literally calls all the shadows from the house to find them.
Yep.
Going after Kinsey and Bodhi. And so Tyler's like, you know what? Fuck this. He rips the giant key out of the floor, puts it through the window, the lock.
Yep.
And then you see the side of the house like have this like
split
that comes it's almost like it.
It's yeah,
and then this huge massive hand, well, fingers come out of it, and the shadow lady had turned into this big Medusa dog head thing and was attacking the other kids, and Tyler's like, hey, dog face, can't say I didn't warn you. And yeah. You know, he's massive.
He's
a giant.
He's got the dark lady has got Kinsey pinned down. He's got the well house key in his palm, still in the bag. That's important to note. But this is just it's a single page. It's a beautiful sight.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty freaking awesome. And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this lock and key story.